Good morning. Today's Daf Mamzia Samech Tes. We are in Samech Ches. We're a little bit behind. In fact, today we're going to be starting with the Mishnah on the bottom of Samech Ches and Aleph. And today we open up the discussion of Iska. Okay, exciting topic. And admittedly, it's a little bit difficult. But the truth of the matter is that after going over it once or twice, in my case, more. But after going over some times, you do really get a feel for the sugya. And hopefully I'll be able to convey and communicate that idea over the course of today's daf. What I'd like to do today, again, in the interest of catching up, is I'm going to try to get to the Mishnah on Samech Tes Amud Beis and really move our way back to where we need to be in terms of keeping up with the daf yomi. We are talking today exclusively about Iska, so allow me, please, to give a brief introduction to Iska so that we all understand what's happening over here. Okay, it's very simple, and that is that we're going to be investing money. And so when you invest money, so what you want to do is obviously you want to capitalize. Okay, it's called creating profit. It's called business. It's called capitalism. Okay, what happens is that you want to invest your money and you want to return on the money. It's really simple. It's really straightforward. Now it happens to be that if you have money, but you would be much be happier if somebody else would manage the money. So that's great. So go for it. Okay, and a good part of our economy operates this way, and nothing's changed in the last 2,000 years, 3,000 years, right? I can go back before 3,000 years, right? Man Torah was 3,300 years ago. So where do we have this? Where do we have this kind of constructed deal? Yaakov, love on sheep. It's been around forever. So this idea now that I'm going to be giving you capital and you're going to generate profit and we'll split the profit. So far, so good. It's really simple. It's really straightforward. But the problem is that the Torah prohibits ribis. Now, why is that a problem? So let's spell out now the way we can construct the deal. We can construct the deal one of two ways. Well, one way to construct the deal is that what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the money, and you do with the money as you want. But effectively, the money will be yours. You'll do with the money as you want. But you're going to be fully responsible and liable for that money, otherwise known as a loan. I'll give you a loan. And you'll do with the money as you want. And then what we'll do is that we'll split the profits. In other words, obviously, I'm going to give you the money. You're not going to keep all the profits. We'll split the profits. Oh, okay, fine. So wait. So I just lent money, and now I'm going to be getting more in return? That's called ribis. That's problematic. Okay, fine. So let's not call it a loan. So maybe picadon. And that is that you'll watch my money. Okay? In other words, I'm going to waive you from liability. Something happens to the money, you're not going to be responsible. We'll call it a picadon, and you'll safeguard my money. But again, as a shomer, and you will not be fully liable for it. Okay, that's great. I'm not interested in that. Me, meaning the investor, I'm not interested in that. Right? Who would I be ready to just give my money away to somebody else? I understand there's a chance of me making money, but at the same time, however, money is lost. I'm not going to give it. So we're kind of now stuck in this tension where if I give it as a loan, so great, but the Torah prohibits ribis. If I give it as a picadon, well, no one's going to want to do that. And in other words, we need the economy to operate. So where do we land? Exactly where we normally land on these issues, right there in the middle. And so what we'll do is that we'll take the money and we'll split this money in half, not physically split the money in half. But in other words, we'll divide the money in half. Half of it will be a loan and the other half will be a picadon. And then what you'll do is that you'll work with that money and you'll generate profit with that money. So on the loan side of that money, on the loan side of that money, you'll keep the profit. On the picadon side of the money, I'll keep the profit. Now, effectively, what just happened is that I gave the manager the money. He worked the money. He made profit, and we'll split it 50-50. Okay? So far, so good. Okay? Now, we almost solved for the problem. The problem still exists. And the problem is that half the money was a loan. Half of that money was a loan. And I'm receiving extra at the end of the day. So for that, the Chachamim said, okay, you want to create this arrangement. And by the way, let's give this arrangement a name because that's all we're going to be talking about for the remainder of today. And this arrangement is called Iska. Not to be confused with Heter Iska. Heter Iska is something different. Heter Iska is a more modern phenomena, post-Gemara. I say modern, I mean anything after the Gemara. So Heter Iska we're not discussing today. Not. What we are discussing, however, is the constructed investment business deal that was done bizman ha-gemara. So every business deal bizman ha-gemara was done with a half-half, chatzi pikad and chatzi hava. Good. But there's still one problem remaining. And that is that I lent the money, half of it, but still I lent the money, and I'm going to be receiving a profit on it. Granted, only half of it, but still, I'm receiving profit from it. So how to go ahead and deal with that issue? And that is that what you're going to do is that you're going to give him a payment on top of that as well. In other words, schar, I will give him wages. And in doing so, we are now mitigating the ribbis issue by giving him schar. Now, how much schar do I give him? Coming up later in today's daf, in terms of how much schar to give him. So, the truth of the matter is that this one little kernel, this one little sentence really will take us through the entirety of today's daf. You want to structure a deal iska? Perfect. No problem at all. But what you have to do is you have to give him schar. In order to mitigate the ribbis.
The ribbis is a service.
Huh?
The ribbis would be the service.
The ribbis is
the managing part.
The ribbis.
What's the ribbis? What ribbis is he?
In other words, because half the money I'm giving him is a loan.
Right. Well, where's the ribbis?
Where's the ribbis?
The service that he gives.
The ribbis is. Now, the truth of the matter is that it gets a little bit complicated because when I do end up, in other words, when we share profits, so the loan aspect of it is that which he keeps to himself. And the pikadon aspect is the part that I collect. So the truth of the matter is that the iska deal, as constructed, doesn't really create ribbis. But it definitely has the appearance of ribbis to offset the appearance of ribbis, so I'm going to give him schar. That's it. And that's really all we need to know. That's not all we need to know, but it's that idea that will carry us through the remainder of today's daf. I know we haven't started yet, but that's it. And I understand that's a little bit complicated, but that's basically how it is. Okay, it's good. So again, to give him all halva'ah, that you can't do because then when you get back more, that's ribbis. To give him all pikadon, no one's going to want to do that. In other words, you're not incentivizing the investor. If all I'm doing is giving him a pikadon, hey, go ahead, work with my money. Oh, don't worry about it. If you lose it, it's fine. No one's going to want to do that. So what we do is we split the difference, half pikadon, half hava. But again, now, even though we are now going to be sharing profit, which is great, but again, that appearance of ribbis is machzik ribbis, so I'm going to give him some wages, and that'll offset that appearance. That's the idea. That's the central idea of our Mishnah, our Gemara. And then the remaining part of today's daf, which we haven't started yet, is just the details.
If there are losses, what happens?
And if there are going to be losses, so again, we're going to be sharing it as well. Half of it's halva and half of it's a pikado. Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
But how is it getting away? Is the managing partner is working. The original partner who put up the money.
Right.
It's not getting away.
Hold on a second. Just to be clear, by the way, to call it a partnership is misleading. It's not a partnership.
That's what it says over here.
Okay, good. I understand that. Okay, good.
It's a joint business venture.
Okay, it's a joint business venture. But in other words, but they're not partners. It's not a shutfus. It's not a partnership in an entity, right? One is an investor and the other one's a manager. Okay.
That's the part of the ribbis, is the fact that he will be managing. So the lender, that's what he gains. So that's why he has to pay him. That's what he has to pay. That's the ribbis part. That's why he has to pay him. So this way it doesn't look at that it's on ribbis.
Okay, good.
Iska is a joint business venture undertaken by two partners.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
The partner is getting a lot of it.
He's not, in other words, no. Okay. The partnering together, by the way. Right. That's what, okay. I'll tell you what. We can deliberate and argue later. But in other words, partnership, generally speaking, means that we own shares in an entity. They're not owning shares in an entity. Okay. So, oh, good.
You didn't put up any money.
Huh?
You didn't put up any money.
Thank you. Right. Thank you. Okay, you right. We're locked. We're locked in thinking. Okay, good. So ein moshivin chen vadin lamechti
schar. Where are we starting from?
We're on the Mishnah on Samaches Amad Aleph. We're starting at the Mishnah on the bottom. Ein moshivin chen vadin lamechti schar. So what you cannot do is you can't do it with a merchant and lo yitei mos likach man peros lamechti schar elaim kenos in lo schar kapoel. So the Mishnah basically lays down the rule. Now, granted, by the way, the Mishnah is indecipherable without the Hakdama, meaning without the introduction to Iska. Like, what is the Mishnah talking about? Mechsa, so again, what the Mishnah is describing over here is an Iska. And in the Iska, so you're creating, so you are providing the capital, you're the investor, he's the manager, and now what you're doing is that you're going to construct it as an Iska. Chatzi pikadon, chatzi alva, that's great. But again, the Iska gives off the appearance of ribis. So as a result of that, so what you have to do is be malaschar. You have to give him, in addition, you have to give him some sort of wages. Now, in the Mishnah, it says what kind of schar? Schar kapoa, like a worker. That's not a lot of information. Stay tuned. We're gonna explain how much of the wage is going to be. Ein moshim tanigol lemechsa, ve'ein shaman agol nasayich lemechsa, elim kein, nosin leschar amalo umizono. And if you want to do it, let's say with chickens, and you want to do it together with agala masayachim, right? Animals. So you can only do so, but you have to give the schar amalo and mizono. So there, you not only have to give wages, but you also have to give mazon as well. Meaning, what he has to do now, the manager, is he's going to have to feed the animals. So he's going to have to feed the animals. That's called now money that needs to go into the feeding of the animal. So you now, the investor, are going to have to provide for that as well. So, but when it comes to agal sayachim, so there you can do an iska. So over here in this part of the Mishnah, ein mekam agal sayachim lemechsa. And the same thing is true with the Agal Masayachim as well. In other words, you can't create an Iskar arrangement, again, without payment. So, v'chamor achite toanis. And now, in terms of how long are you required to do so, until they get a third larger than how you receive them. When it comes to a donkey, so until it's able to be towing, until it's able to carry items on its own. Okay, we'll get to that a little bit later in today's daf. Meaning that when you create this business structure where I'm going to be taking animals, I'm going to grow the animals, right? I'll grow the animals. I'll raise the animals until they get bigger and increase in value. And we'll split the profits. How long am I expected to hang on to them? So that's what the Mishnah is telling us. Is that for animals, a third of its growth, for chamor, until it's able to be able to bear a burden. Okay, so much to discuss over here in the Mishnah, number one. So you want to create an Iskar arrangement? Great. That's fantastic. However, what you have to do is you also have to offset the appearance of ribis, and therefore you have to provide wages. What did the Mishnah say? Kapoel, you know, like a worker. So again, that's not a lot of information. So here in the Braisa, we're given one additional word, mazel tov. Kapoel batel, right? Tana, kapoel batel. So the Braisa gives us one more word, and that is that you're going to give him the wages of a worker who is idle.
So what are you talking about?
Okay, so, perfect. So, my kapoel batel, that also needs an explanation as we now turn to the Amud Beis of yesterday's daf. So, I'm Rabbi kapoel batel, shalosa malacha de batamina. So, what you're going to be doing is that you're going to be giving the amount of money that it's going to cost in terms of, let's say, as Rashi explains over here, he's got a high-paying job. And now you're asking him, hey, look, you're working pretty hard and you got a high-paying job. Would you mind doing a job that is less effortful? But at the same time, however, that's going to cost a little bit less. And what's that price to you? In other words, how much is that differential going to be between those two jobs? I'm going to pay you the difference between those two jobs. Okay, so in other words, that's the formula that you arrive at in terms of how much you need to pay him as wages. Good. Okay, good. Utsricha. Now, the Gemara says, let's take a look back at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah introduces us to two types of Iska arrangements. One that has to do with money, and the other one that has to do with product, right? We're talking to the Chanvani, we're talking about providing payros, and we're talking about providing money. Okay, what difference does it make? Meaning, why did the Mishnah have to give us both examples? Tzricha, I'll tell you why. Itan Chanvani, Chanvani udasagile kepo batel mishum dolad nafish tircha ava maos likach ben payros and nafish tircha ima lo sagile kepo batel. I'll tell you why. Because if now we are investor manager and the investor is giving him the fruit, so now what does the manager have to do? It's really simple. Turn around and sell it. Okay, it's work, but but relatively speaking, not a lot. As opposed to if I gave him money, now what does he have to do? The manager now has to go buy product and then sell product. That's an extra step. I might have thought that because it's extra work, therefore, po'el batel is just simply not enough. Maybe I would have to increase wage. That's what the Mishnah is telling us, that even if I'm investing money and he has to work a little bit harder, still paying him like a po'el is sufficient. And then, and then I'll go in the other direction, and that is that the if the Mishnah only gave me the example of the money, I would have thought, okay, money, so that's a lot of work. The manager's got to do work. He's got to then convert the money into product, then sell product. But if I'm already giving him product and all he has to do is just simply turn around and sell it, so I might have thought that his wages could be even less. Now, over here, the Mishnah gives interesting descriptions of what is considered less wages. You know what would be interesting? You know what would be considered less wages? I'll invite him over. In other words, I have a dip in my house, and I'll let him take his cracker, put it into my dip. There you go. There are your wages. Now, you talk about nominal wages over there. I shared some of my dip with him. Okay, right, to see if any of your employees are happy with you sharing his dip with them. Okay, good. But again, though, in other words, I might have thought that that would have been sufficient payment to offset the mechze karibis. That's what I would have thought. Kamash malan. Okay, so the Mishnah gave us two examples, and the two examples of the Mishnah is just simply necessary because each one is highlighting that even though the work may be a lot or a little relative to one another, still the payment to offset the mechze karibis is going to be kepoel. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, I skipped the mnemonic. Tana Rabbanan, kamu uscharo. So, bein meruba, bein mua, divrei Rabbi Meir. Okay, so, I say that you have to pay wages. The Mishnah taught us that you have to pay wages. Again, you have to pay him wages. You're paying the manager wages because, again, there's mechze karibis, it looks like ribis, to offset it, so you're going to pay him his wages. How much wages are you going to pay him? So the Mishnah said kepoel. We now know that the Mishnah meant kepoel batel. Good. Now what we're doing in the Braisa is that this is, we're expanding, in that it's a machlokas tanaim, how much you have to pay. Three-way machlokas tanaim. The first shita is shita's Rab Meir, which is that you don't have to pay him a lot, but as Rashi over here highlights, according to Rab Meir, but you have to name a price. Doesn't have to be a lot, but you have to name a price. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilo tavolimo ela betzir, v'lo achalimo ela grogeres achas. So zeus charo. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you only need to share your dip with him, or give him a grogeres. Okay? So, and as Rashi points out over here, it doesn't even have to be a descript amount. Anything that I give him can serve as char. Now, again, by the way, just understand, everyone understand, within the context of our discussion over here, that's not off-putting. Meaning, remember, you are going into business with him. In other words, you're going to be splitting profit. He's going to get remunerated. It's just now a question of, there's a mechze karibis aspect to it, and in order to offset that, I'm going to give him wages. That's why over here, sharing the dip, giving him a grogeres, is sufficient to offset that. Okay. And finally, the shita Reb Shimon bar Yochai. So, Omer nosen lo scharo mishlam. You're going to have to give him full wages. Now, when he says full wages, what the Rashbi means, says Rashi, is what we learned back in the Mishnah, meaning kapoel. Meaning, there are now four opinions. There are three opinions. It happens to be that our Mishnah is following the shita of the Rashbi, not the Shita of Reb Meir, nor the Shita of Reb Yehuda. And I know Stam Mishnah is to Reb Meir, and you would normally align our Mishnah like Reb Meir, but over here...
Reb Yehuda, Tronch Meir.
Right, and over here, not the case. We're going to get to the who the halacha falls like. We're getting there. Tanu Rabbanin, Shem, and Lois, Ezim, and Lois, and Rechim, and Lois, Kol Tav, Shein, Ose, Ve'ochel, Lemechza. So, another Braisa. So, in this Braisa, so, what I'm not going to do is that we're not going to create a Niska over Ezim and Rechelim. Unless I offset with wages. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shamim Esayizim. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, nah, when it comes to goats, you can go ahead and create an iska. Don't worry about the wages. Mimnei Shechovos. Why do I not have to worry about the wages? Because the manager is going to be receiving extra. What extra is the manager going to be receiving? The milk. Again, the venture over here is that we're going to grow the izim. We're going to grow them. So again, the investor says, here are the goats, right? Again, Yaakov Lovin. So the investor says, here are the goats, we're going to grow them, and the and we'll split the profit. But in other words, again, that's great. And it's an iska, which means again, chatzi alva, chatzi pikadon. We split the profits. That's also great. But what we have to do is that it's mechse karibis. So we have to offset that. How? By giving him schar. So what Rabbi Yehuda over here is telling us, and just to be even more careful, it's not Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is saying, yeah, but that's fine over here in the case of goats. So the manager is going to be receiving milk. That milk is serving as a schar. Okay. Now, and Ezrechel and Mesha goes with a umartos. And as far as the sheep is concerned, you can create an iska venture, and it would be fine, meaning you don't have to give wages. Why? Because the manager is going to be receiving the shearings. Okay. So and Eves Atana Goldsman Mesha Yose Veochelas. And also, again, if the venture is on chicken, here, take my little chicks, raise them, we'll sell them, we'll split the profit. And over here, don't worry about the wages. Why? Because you're going to get the eggs. Okay, good. So in other words, as long as there's something there that could be viewed as wages, so then that's fine. So then it offsets the mechse karibis. Now, so the Gemara says, now, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda seems to be making an outstanding point, which is that if the manager is going to be keeping the milk, I'm going in the order of the brisa, the milk, the shearings or the eggs, so that's going to be the schar, and therefore you don't have to offset with extra schar. Okay, that's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara now is just simply wondering. Tana Kama argues with the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Why would the Tana Kama argue? Meaning that seems to be a great point. So Giza v'chalav kolam lo pligi. So the Gemara says you're right. It is an excellent point. In fact, it's such a good point that there really is if the manager were actually getting real milk, real shearings, real eggs, so then you're right. You're 100% right. That qualifies as wages, and therefore the iska over here is kosher. It's a kosher iska. So keep ligibinis yuvivitusrei. So, but what the manager over here in this particular case is receiving is, it's receiving the suve. Nusuve way. Whey. Okay, I passed my spelling test today. So in other words, so it's not milk.
Water.
Water. It's right. It's water, and not shearings, but tutre. What's it called? Little things falling off of the animal. Okay, it's really nominal what he's receiving. Wait, it's a good pickup. Really good pickup. The Gemara doesn't mention. Okay, so Tana Kama Savar Laka Rabbi Shem Amar Yochai Damer Nosin Lo Tzchar Mishleim Rav Yos Rav Yudah Savar Laka Vua Da Amar Afilo Tavalim Ola Betzir Vala Ochalim Ola Ela Grogor Sachas Zeu Tzcharo. And the Gemara says, and perfect. Now we understand the Tana Kama Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda dynamic, which is that according to the Tana Kama, that's insufficient. Why? Because the Tana Kama says that you have to give him wages, significant wages. Again, I say significant. It's the way, right? Regular wages. The way is not enough. Okay, I'm ready for my pun today. No way is it enough. Thank you. But Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda holding like his father. What did his father teach us just moments earlier? That the wages that you have to give him can be even the most minimal amount. You're sharing your dip with him. So over here, if sharing your dip would constitute wages, it gives you a check now for making the siska kosher. So if all he's receiving is whey, that's enough. Tana Rabbanan Maskeres Yishal Chaverta Tanagos B'Shnei Afrochim. Okay, and so over here, a venture is made between women. Okay, women are getting involved in business. Sure, why not? And now the venture over here is on Tarnagolas. And now the wages over here is I'm giving you Shnei Afrochim. You get to keep two chicks. Good, perfect. So the Isha Shamal Chaverta Tanagos Shli Yivetzim Shalechi. Right, the aniva ad nachlok be'afrochim. So Rav Yehuda Mata, Rabbi Shimon Oser. So let's say the venture looks like this. So the chicks are mine. The eggs are going to be yours, and the mother's mine. The eggs are going to be yours, and the afrochim. That's what we're going to split. The venture is going to be on the afrochim. So over here, machlok is tonight, whether that's good or not good. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda lo baye scharam alo mazono ika beitim mozaros. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's l'shita so, meaning for Rabbi Yehuda, as long as there's anything that goes in the direction of the manager above split profit, that's fine. Now over here, what do they say? They say that we're going to be we're going to be splitting the efrochim. Let's say there's an egg that comes out that is not fertilized. So that the manager gets to keep. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the beitzim muzarot. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's fine. Why? Because again, Rabbi Yehuda l'shita so. Rabbi Yehuda says that the wages don't have to be significant, and therefore that would be fine. And on the other hand, Rabbi Meir will tell you no. The beitzim muzarot is just simply insufficient wages to offset the mechzei keribis. Tana Rabbanan. Malkum shenagu lalos char katef lemaos lebehemam. So, if the minig is that when the venture over here is going to be on animals, right? Agalim and sayachim. So the now over here. So if the minig of our community is that there's for the services of schlepping, I get paid. So then malin. So then the investor has to give the manager that fee. And by the way, the Braisa says And if that's the minhag of your medina, you stick with that minhag. Hashem Gamliel Amir Shaman Egel Imimo Usayach Imimo. V'afilu b'makom shenagu la'alos char katef lamaos. Now the Rashbag says as follows: you're going to go into a venture, good, and you're going to give now the manager again large animals, and again in order to make this iska kosher, so you're going to give him some wages. What you, the investor, can do now is add to the investment, and you, the investor, now can throw in. Oh, you see the cow over there? Here, take the calf as well. You just added to the investment. Are you going to be adding wages? No, according to the Rashbag, no need to add wages, right? That's unnecessary. And the same thing with Sayach Imimo, right? How do you say in English? The baby horse, the foal, colt. Okay. Anyway, you take the baby together with it. So what you do not have to do is that you don't have to be mala schar, you don't have to add extra schar for the extra investment. Why? Because you already provided schar for the parents, for the mama, and so therefore that's enough, that's sufficient. Okay, now Rashim and Gamliel, lo bai schar amalom zono. So the Gemara says, ika galalim. So the Gemara says, now wait 1 second. In other words, according to the Rashbag, again, in order for an iska to be kosher, you have to be mala schar. So over here, what's the schar? So the Gemara says golalim. In other words, what the manager gets to do is he keeps the excrement. Okay, good. Fertilizer. Vida golalim mafkur lahu. And the counter argument to that would be, no, golalim is insufficient. Okay, in other words, it's not enough. Okay, so where are we right now? So we are simple business ventures, and we have an investor, we have a manager, and the investor's providing, the manager's managing. And they're splitting the profits. How are they doing that? Because in terms of the capital, half of it will be a pikadon, half of it will be a halval. Okay, good. So far, so good. But in other words, so on that now, the deal is structured. It's almost perfect. The problem is mechzeka ribis. It gives the appearance of ribis. And so therefore, what you're going to do is you're going to pay him wages. And once you pay him wages now, so it takes away the appearance of ribis. And what we discussed so far this morning is, What do those wages have to look like? Good. Machlokas Tanayim. Three-way Machlokas Tanayim. Good. Am Rav Nachman Halachik Rav Yehuda. And Halachik Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. And Halachik Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now Rav Nachman just simply machine guns out three halachas in a row. Number one, the halacha is like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, remember the Braisa on Amud Aleph that says that how much wages do you have to give? Three opinions in the Braisa. And so Rav Nachman says, like Rav Yehuda, just share your dip with him. That's enough. Number two, halacha is like Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda. Izim and Rechelim. So you're venturing on Izim and Rechelim. And what's going to be the wages? The whey, right? The water that comes off the milk. Sufficient. And the Rashbag, Galalim. Excrement is also going to be enough as well. Okay, so where do we stand right now? So it sounds like Rav Nachman is taking the most lenient position regarding what the wages have to look like, right? Three times over, okay? In other words, if you've noticed, these three positions are basically all mimicking one another, right? They're all effectively making the same point, which is that in order to offset the mechzei keribis, you can give him the most minimum amount of wages and that would be sufficient.
So if you give him more, that's cool. That's cuts his keribis then.
I don't give a higher wage than it says over here.
You give them a higher wage, so then you're paying your employer. You're paying your employee. Okay, good. Good. More power to him. Okay, so the B'nai Rav Ilish, an interesting Amora comes out throughout Shas. Okay, not for now. All right, let's stay focused on the daf. So anyway, so Rav Ilish now passed away. His children are now looking at the following, and that is that they have one of dad's stars. And what was dad? Dad was managing. So again, on this venture, so there was an investor, there was a manager. Rav Ilish was the manager. Good, good. And he's got the star. And the star now is describing an iska, right? Paga be'agar, paga be'hefsed, right? Half of it will be wages or revenue, and half loss. Okay, and just a description of our iska. Now, an iska is not kosher unless wages were also added on top of that. Not mentioned in the shtar. So I'm a Rava Rav Ilish Gavar Rabba who will be Yisur Linchi Lo HaVisafei. So Manavshach. So now Rava's analyzing this because the kids are going over to Rava and the kids are saying to Rava, look, here's what's happening. And that is that dad was a manager. It was a manager in the investment. And now here's the shtar and we're trying to make sense of it. Rava says, I'm also trying to make sense of it because it looks like just a standard iska, but again, iska by itself is not kosher. In order to make it kosher, there also has to be schar. It's not mentioned here in the contract that's written up. Rava says, okay, I can't imagine. Rav Ilish is an adam gadol, right? Igav Rabba. Okay, same thing. So and I can't imagine that Rav Ilish would just simply allow himself to be involved in such an investment and not do it legit kosher. Can't imagine. So here's what I'm going to do, says Rava. I'm going to reinterpret the shtar. You talk about interesting. Meaning because I assume Rav Ilish is so religious, so therefore it's going to allow me now to reinterpret the shtar. And that is e-paga ba'agar treitosa behefset. And e-paga behefset treitosa ba'agar. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take that line of the shtar and I'm going to break it up into two different segments. To really talk about interesting contract law. Okay? So, and now what I'll say is as follows. Is that this was not going 50-50. It was going to go one third, two thirds, in the direction of Rav Ilish. Rav Ilish is going to be receiving. Rav Ilish is going. Huh?
The third.
Right. Rav Ilish is going to be receiving additional to just 50-50. In other words, again, in order to make the iska kosher, so there has to be some extra that goes in the direction of the manager, right? Ah, so good. So over here, that is what we're looking at over here. So it's really two-thirds, one-third. Okay? And again, how to split up the contract, how to read the contract in such a way. It's creative reading of the contract, absolutely. But again, Rav is saying, I can't imagine Rav Ilish would just be involved in a standard iska, which in of itself is not kosher.
That's for the losses.
Yes, correct.
What happened
after losses? Correct.
So that's
okay, good. So Amrav Kana Misla Shmeitha Kama de Rav Zvid Minardav Amrali Dilma Rav Ilish Tovel Ima Bistir Hava. So the Amr of Nachman Halachik Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, wait 1 second. Before we get to creative interpretation of the star, look, Rav Ilish went into a venture. Again, there was an investor, Rav Ilish is a manager. He went into a venture. Now, again, in order to make the venture kosher, so you have to be malaschar. You just have to give him wages. But we also learned this morning that according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, the wages don't have to be anything. Sorry. The wages have to be almost nothing. Almost nothing. In other words, the investor invites you over. Here's some of my dip. Go ahead, take your cracker. put it in my dip. Okay? And that's all it needs to be. So can't you just simply imagine, before getting back to the shtar and reinterpreting the shtar, can't you just imagine that Rav Ilish just simply got a couple of coins out from the investor, in addition to that as wages. Like, why is that so far-fetched?
Hence the term, wet as beak.
Right? So, Amri, lei lav hilchasa idmar elashita idmar. So, the Gemara says, yeah, but you misunderstood. I know you heard earlier this morning that Rav Nachman says a halacha is like Rav Yehuda. That's not what he meant. Rav Nachman says is that I see three shitas that I can align together. The shitas of Rav Yehuda, Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda, the Rashbag, those three are all drinking from the same well. They're all thinking the same, which is that the wages have to be nominal, minimal. Rav Nachman's not telling us that the halacha follows their positions. Rav Nachman's just simply saying, I see a common thread between the three Tanayim. But that doesn't mean I necessarily side with them in terms of the halacha. Hachinami Mestabra. The Gemara says, and I'll tell you what, this is really what Rav Nachman meant. Why? Because read carefully what Rav Nachman said. And then we can add another halacha as well. Meaning, lema halacha Rabbi Yehuda, demekel bekulo. Meaning, if all Rav Nachman was saying is that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, just simply say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, period. End of sentence. And then Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda, we would have figured out, because Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda is relying on Rav Yehuda. And then we would have figured out the Rashbag as well. In other words, galalim or excrement. Great. If sharing my dip is enough as wages, certainly excrement would be enough as wages as well. Okay, so where are we right now? So we are in Iska venture, not kosher. You have to offset it. You have to be malaschar. How much schar? Okay, that's basically what we spent all of our time discussing so far in today's daf. We're in Samach Tesamad Aleph. We're about 10 lines from the top of the Amud and Amarav. Okay, we are now going to go over very creative ways of structuring the deal so that it's a kosher deal. Okay, and again, the idea, the very basic idea is that if the iska were left as is, it gives off the appearance of ribbis. So as long as you're going to be providing extra for the manager, so that offsets the appearance. So here now, really creative. Amar Rav Moser Shlish B'Tzcharecha Harizemuta. So Rav says as follows. Let's say we structure the deal like this. Right? Again, the venture is I'm going to give you animals, we're going to grow animals, and we're going to sell them, and we'll share the profits. Great. According to Rav, let's say that you have now profited, the animals are a third greater than where they started off with. That's 33% growth. That's a great return on your investment, 33%. And on that first third, we're going to split 50-50. After that, the rest and any additional growth is going to be all yours. Now, Rav says that's a kosher venture. Because now what's happening is that the manager is going to be receiving extra. And because now the manager is going to be receiving extra, that's offset the merce caribis. Sare zemota, that would be perfectly fine. Shmuel amar lamatza moser shlish, lamatza moser shlish, yelch lebeis arekan, elamar Shmuel kotzes lo dinar. And Shmuel says, no, I don't. In other words, let's say the venture only went up to a third. So now all that's happening is that it's a split 50-50. Again, it's merce caribis. And Shmuel says, look, I don't know it's going to go above a third. It may not. And now what's going to happen? The manager is going to be left without any wages? Can't be. Kotzeis lo dinar. You got to give him a dinar. And as Tosus points out over here, it seems like Shmuel does not agree that the sharing of the dip is enough as wages. It's got to be more. Top Tosus over here. Anyway, but Shmuel's unhappy with the Rav creativity. Good. V'savar Rav in kotzeis lo dinar v'hamar Rav reish igla lepetuma. So the Gemara says, okay, now it happens to be that I know that Rav was involved in structuring a deal, and Rav required the investor to go give the manager the head of the animal. Again, the venture is on animals, let's grow animals. Great. Well, they grew the animals and then they sold and they shared profits. But Rav said to the investor, oh, but the manager gets to keep the head. Literally, the head of the animal. So and why? My love, Damale Moser Shish B'Scharecha. Now, aren't we talking about a case in which they agree that for the first third sharing, after the first third, that's all going to go to the manager. And yet, Rav still demands that there has to be formal wages that's provided. So the Gemara says, "Lo, dekamar lei imos toshishi reish igla lepetuma." No, the investor said to the manager, "I'm giving you a choice. You can choose one of two options. Either we'll structure the deal where we'll split the first third. After that, the rest is going to go to you, which in of itself that's kosher." Alternatively, we'll split all the profits and then your wages will be the head of the animal. Maybe that was the arrangement. In other words, a choice was given to the manager. The the Amri Inche Gabalaturi, Gabalaturi. It could very well be that when Rav was acceptable with this arrangement of up to a third we split, above a third you keep it all, that's a specific scenario in which the manager already is managing animals. So from his perspective, I'm already managing animals, so now you want to give me more animals? Great. The expression of the Gemara, Gabalaturi, Gabalaturi. I'm managing anyway. So I'm already dealing with it. So now you want to give me more? Fine, you can give me more. And then the manager will be very happy with, we'll split the first third, and then anything above that, I'll keep the rest. In other words, because anyway he's working. So over here, in that limited circumstance, the manager would be happy with such an arrangement, and that would be a kosher arrangement. Rebbe Lazar may agree is of in behem of Yaiv Leila Arise Mefatim Lei. So Rebbe Lazar, so he purchased an animal, and again, Rebbe Lazar didn't want to deal with the animal, so he gave it to a manager. And he said, I want you to fatten the animal. So Yaiv Leila Resha Be'agra. V'yayiv paga ravcha. So what happened was is that Rebbe Lazar gave the his manager. So he gave him the head, and as far as the profits, they split the profits. Okay, good. So again, they went into a iska venture. They split the profits, but again, you have to offset with the wages. So he gave him the head for the wages. Great. So this manager came home and reported to his wife, "I did good today. Okay, I went to work. I made some money." And not only that, by the way, but also dinner. Look at this, the head of the animal. Delicious. So I'm really devasayu. So I'm sure this is not going to resonate with any one of us here. And that is, the wife said, you know, you could have made more. Now, mishtatatva behadeh, so yavlech nami ilyasa, ve'azazabim behadeh. So palagle me ilyasa, tanifla glabereisha. I'm sorry. So the palagle me alyasa. So the wife says to her husband, "You know what? I got a good idea, and that is, next time Rebbe Lazar comes over to you, instead of just simply managing his money, why don't you go in as a partner?" And that's why, right? The earlier this morning, I was reluctant to call them partners because they're not. In other words, up until now, it's investor manager. Now the wife suggests, "Why don't you actually put up money and go in as a partner?" Because if you go in as a partner, so you get to split everything. So and you'll get even half of the tail. Okay. So great. So Palaglay Mal Yasa. Great. That's exactly what he did. So Amrale Tal Niflagalabesha. And now, as a partner, so now he worked the animals and he got half of the tail. And now his partner, right, previously just the investor. But now his partner says, "Okay, now as far as that is concerned, you're not getting the whole head; you're only getting half the head." So Amarle Hashakim Mikari Nami and Nami Lo. Wait one second. Yesterday when we had the venture, so you gave me the whole head, and today you're only giving me half the head. So Amarle, yes. Amarle Ada in Zuzi Didi Havo. Yeah. Because yesterday that money was all mine. Yesterday I was the investor; you were the manager. So that was yesterday's deal. Today's deal, you actually put up your money. You're now actual partners with me. So you know what partners do? They split everything. So Ilahava Yavin Litfe Porta, so Mechze Karibis. Hasha Shutfe Anan. So my kamar tachanitfe porta. So Ami Inche, Stamarisa, Lamari Ara Kemishabi Nafshe Lasuri Le Raya. And the Gemara says, no. In other words, now that we're partners today, as partners today, we split everything. What do you want to argue? You're working harder than me? Welcome to partnership. Okay. In other words, that's true by every partnership. By every partnership, that's just the deal. The deal is one partner is going to end up working harder than the other. But if both are putting up capital and they are now both 50% shareholders in the deal, so then profits are split. Nothing to discuss. There are not going to be wages that are going to be taken by one of the partners.
One can't be a working partner.
You can be a managing partner, and therefore you can get a salary. But over here, the deal was constructed where they were just simply partners. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Okay. Samach Tesaman Aleph. Okay. As long as the music doesn't stop me, I'm getting to the Mishnah. Yeah, I saw. I just checked. Tana Rabbanan. Hasham behem lechaveran masai chayv latapa ba. Okay, so good. So now let's go back to our standard venture. Okay, investor manager. Investor gives animals to the manager. Hey, manage. Manage for me. Manager agrees. Okay, now, we're talking about livestock over here. Okay, a world in which all of us know close to nothing about. Okay, and obviously, you know, if I were really interested, I would then turn to my dear friend, Dr. Berman, owns a farm in Central Florida, right? I'm not sure if I'm giving out facts, but I'm pretty confident. Last from farmer in this country. He's got to be. So anyway, but a beautiful farm out there. So anyway, so now, and by the way, he does this, right? Baruch Hashem, I visited the farm numerous times. So in other words, when the animals are born, he ships them out. He has somebody grow them, right? And then ships them back to him when they when they're old enough to milk. Yeah. He ships them out somewhere to central to the center of this country. In other words, it's worth it to him.
Because the feed, it's cheaper, it's grass. And
okay, whatever it's involved, I'm telling you, that's what he does. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Hashem behem lechaver and masai chav l'tapa ba. So great. So now we're given rules over here in the Gemara. How long the manager is expected to go ahead and raise the animals? Okay, what is this? What's the standard rate? Rate over here, I mean standard time of how long he's got to raise them. So an matay chayv latapa ba so simchas omer ba osan shmona esar chodesh ba vigodros esem var ba chodesh. Please forgive me, by the way. I'm not going to translate the animal nor the time. In other words, the chachamim gauged. The imba lachlok besoch zmano chaver ma'akev alav. Now let's say the manager somewhere within that time frame says, "Okay, I'm done." The investor says, "No, you're not." In other words, you agreed to manage, and these are the expected time that you have to manage. Okay, and you can't compare year number one, year number two. Okay, year number two just simply is onerous, and if the manager accepted to take it for that term, that's it. He's got to keep it for that term. My aval de kamar. Now, just quickly, the Gemara just wants to clean up the language of the Braisa, because the Braisa said aval, right? But that's a wrong conjunction. So ela lefishin adam l'tipul shoshana zeh l'tipul shoshana acheres. The Gemara says, okay. So just edit the brisa. It's not aval. It's lefi. It's because. Okay, that's a better conjunction. Tanya ida chasham behem lechaver ad masechav l'tapel bevlados. Now over here, the venture is on the young animals. So bedaka shoshim yom gasa chamishim yom 30 days 50 days small animals large animals. Reb Yossi Omer. So my tipula meruba shishine hadakos. And over here, according to the shita of Rebbe Yossi, so for the small animals, 3 months, because it takes them that long to grow their teeth. And then once we get to the end of the expected managing time, so now what happens is that you have a larger animal. Obviously, that's profit. And the profit's going to be shared between the investor and the manager. Rabbi Nasha Bargada, Shaka Mechza, Shalav Echati Mechza, Vishachavero, Asal Kamadabai, Amarle, Man Plag Lach. Okay, now, Rabbi Nasha Bargada did the following. And now, he was given animals to manage. Did exactly that. Animals grew. Not only did the animals grow, but the animals reproduced. Okay, so now basically what we're looking at are dividends. What can the manager do in terms of the dividends? Can he go ahead now and manage the dividends, share profit on the dividends? So the answer is yes. However, if the manager is going to go ahead now and share profit on the dividends, the first thing he's got to do is he's got to go to Beis Din just to create an assessment. Assessment. So, So Abai says, wait 1 second. You didn't go for that assessment. Meaning, you want to go ahead now and manage the dividends, in this case, dividends being the offspring. That's fine. But in other words, but you have to go and get an assessment in order to make sure that the investor is not cheated and the investor knows where you started from and how much the profits are. The od makam shenagul agadol hu utanan makam shenagul agadol igadlu. Yes, that's true. In other words, correct. It's part of managing, but it's just right. But it's an accounting issue. Perfect. Okay. There were two kutiyim that were doing a venture, an iska venture. So and one of them took the zuzim and without the consent of the investor. Also coming to Rav Papa Amalei my nafgamina. Hachi Amar Rav Nachman Zuzi command the pligidamo. Now over here, so basically what they're doing is that it is a money venture, and over here what the manager did is that he made profit, and then with the profit he went ahead and reinvested, and over here he didn't do a shuma. So they went to Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman says you're fine. In other words, you can go ahead now and split profit on the next investment. Now, Lishana Zavin Chamra Bahade Adade. Now, the following year is that they went on another business venture, and over here, it wasn't with money, it was with wine. So, Kamidach Palaik below Daita Dechavre. And once again, so what he did now is that on the initial investment, made money, then took the profits and went and reinvested. So, Asl Kamidra Papa Amarle Man Palaglach. So now they go to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, wait 1 second. You can't reinvest without first going for a shuma. You need an assessment. You need an appraisal. Amalei kachazina debasa didi kasemar. Whoa. Wow. Yeah. I'm so confused. Because, I'm sorry. So, last year, so you were totally fine with the reinvestment without an assessment. This year, I'm reinvesting. And now you're demanding that I didn't do a proper assessment. I'm so confused. So Amra Papa Ki I Gavna Vaditzarach La Oduye. So Rav Papa says, here's a great example where the postek has to explain. In other words, you go to a Rav, you ask him for a psak, right? Does the Rav have to explain himself? No. So Rav Papa says, admittedly, I'm ad libbing a little bit. Rav Papa says, generally no. See the top Tosfos over here. You want more research on this stuff today, who discusses this very topic. Generally, no. But here's a good example where I can understand how this kusi is going to be so confused. Last year I said no assessment necessary. This year I said you do need an assessment, and the kusi didn't understand. This is a good example where the Rav has to explain his psak. So mishakol tavet vishavik chasrei. Skip parentheses. So chamra kuli ama yade de ika de basim ve ika de lo basim. Okay. So when it comes to zuzi, when it comes to money, so money's money, meaning we all know the value of money, and so therefore, if the investor gave money and now the manager made profit with that money and now wants to reinvest, you don't need to assess money. We all know how much money is. The whole purpose of the assessment is really it's an appraisal. So that when we're reinvesting, we know where do we start, where do we end. So when it comes to reinvesting money, so you know where you started, you know where you ended. It's when we are reinvesting, in this case, wine. Some wine is good, some wine is not good. That's why if you're going to be reinvesting, you have to know where you started. How do I know where I started? Go for an appraisal. He quotes over here a note. I'll share with you. I didn't mention this. He quotes a note. He quotes Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden says that they were Jews from the land of Kusa. They were, okay, fine.
They were different barrels, not the same barrel.
Okay, right, correct. But they didn't know where they were.
Each barrel. Perfect.
Okay. Guf Amar Rav Nachman Zuzi Kaman Depligidame. So the Hani Mili Tavitave Tekule Tekule Aval Tavit Tekule Lo. So I know we just got done saying that when it comes to money, everyone knows the value of money. But again, we go back to that topic, which is discussed back in the fourth parak, and that is not all currency is the same. Some currencies are good, some currencies are not good. Okay.
Like wine.
Yeah, right. Rav Chama avamogir zuzah bipshita biyuma. So kalei zuzah de Rav Chama. This is perhaps the funniest line here in the fifth parak of Bamitsia. Okay, but the Gemara is not saying it as a comedy, but it really is funny. Rav Chama would rent out his money. Huh. What a brilliant idea. In other words, I know I can't lend with interest. Oh, I'm not going to lend with interest. I'm renting my money. Perfect. Okay, he gets it. Okay, and Rechama says, no, this is not a loan. You want my money? Okay, good. But I'm renting it out to you. Okay, it'll cost you.
Rate of return. It's not interest.
Now, the Gemara, without saying that's absurd, the Gemara just simply says, Kalazuzi de Rav Chama. You know what happened to Rav Chama? He lost his money. Okay. And it's the Gemara's very subtle way of saying, no. that doesn't work. In other words, you're renting out your money. It's called lending with interest. Okay. So who's Maishna Mimara? Now, Rav Chama says, well, in other words, what about a farming equipment? Okay, what is it, a spade? Okay, so is it any different than a spade? In other words, I'm renting out a spade. Okay, good. So if I'm renting out a spade, I'm renting my money. What's the difference? And the Gemara says, Lohi. Mara hadra be'ene, so v'yada pachse. Zuzi lo hadra be'ene, and lo yada pachse. The Gemara says, no. When you rent out a spade, so what you're going to get back is the same spade. And if the renter damaged it, broke it, it's evident. Money, on the other hand, money is fungible. Money is currency. You know, when you give money to somebody, you know you're not getting back the same money, because that's the nature of a loan. In other words, the Gemara is saying really succinctly, don't compare money and commodity. You are lending money, you can loan a commodity. Did I say that well? No. You're lending money, you're renting a commodity. Rava says, here's what you're allowed to do. And that is that you could tell your friend, here's 4 zuz, and what I want you to do is I want you to lend money to so-and-so, and the
middleman.
Right. And velo asra Torah el ribis abba min lovela malva. The only time that the Torah prohibits ribis is when it's direct between lender and borrower. However, if I employ a middleman and I give him the money, and with the instructions of you're now going to lend so and so, so fine, that would be fine. Similarly, says Rava, I could say to a person, so you're going to take 4 zuz for yourself, and you will then instruct him to go and lend me money. So my taima, so schar mir kashako. Because over there, basically what that middleman is serving as is he's making it happen. So kihada marbury de rapapa, have a shakal ugna de kire. So mikirai. So he would buy wax from your local wax distributor. And then he said to the father of Rapapa that he should lend the money. Now that sounds a little bit strange, meaning you're engaged in ribis. So Amalu, kol hai ribisa nechol. No, that ribis is permitted, right? In other words, it's a funny expression of the Gemara. You're allowed to eat that ribis, meaning it's fine. Lo satora la ribis abba mi lo v'lamava, hacha schar amira kashakul v'shari. Over here, if you are giving money to A and receiving money from B, that's fine. In other words, that does not violate the Isser of Ribis. Perfect. Okay. Good. Adkan.